Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Major Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
It was after we'd spent a vain day at the Rubenstein galleries going through Max Rubenstein's papers that word came through from the embankment. Eustace Manninley, our willowy informer, had news for us. So off we went to the Green Peony in Lovejoy Street, Cutts and I. We ploughed through the smoke and the usual assortment of not quite real people and found Manninley. And believe it or not, he had the very thing we'd searched Rubenstein's quarters for. You see, Rubenstein had handed the Gestapo hoard over to someone, and it must have been someone he could trust. You don't hand a million in cash and gems over to a casual acquaintance. Who would Rubenstein have trusted? That's what we wanted to know. Well, Manninley told us that Yachty Blum had been after a woman named Fleur Dupont, and inquiries had been made for her at Rubenstein's galleries. Demetrius wanted to know what Rubenstein had done with the loot, too. So there we were, with one lead to the loot itself, and through it, Demetrius. One lead, a woman's name. Fleur Dupont. It sounded too stagey to be real, but stagey or not, we went after her at the double. We pulled out every stop we had that night. We knew we hadn't much time. Keen here. Oh, yes, Frayne. Yes, I'll be here at the embankment. Cuts, too. Hmm? Well, look here. You chaps at the yard will have to do better. Yes, I know that, but we've no time. Yachty Blum knew her name, Fleur Dupont, at least 12 hours before we did. Yes. And if they get to her before we do, and she actually does know anything about the loot, they'll screw it out of her and then dump her in a river somewhere. We'll have another crack at the French embassy. She's quite definitely French. Yes, we have had a look in the phone book. Oh, blithering idiot. Surely the woman's address is known to someone. I don't know, Katz. We'll have a better chance in the morning, of course. We'll be able to round up all Rubenstein's employees at the galleries, for instance. But the thing that worries me, just suppose Demetrius has already found her. She wouldn't have a chance. If Demetrius has found Fleur Dupont, well, heaven help her. Heaven help her, Cuts, whether she tells him what he wants to know or not.
Yes, Miss Dupont, I'm glad you've decided to see reason. All right, Yachty, let her speak. But do bear in mind, my dear, any noises you try to make to attract attention will be choked off long before they're heard by anyone but us.
You loathsome creature, Demetrius. Max told me.
If you could accept Max Rubenstein, or did you call him Ruben? You should find me very charming. But you won't have repartee. Where is the loot?
In the cloakroom at Paddington Station.
Who took it there?
There were two trunks. The real one, the one with the loot in it, was never taken to the sanatorium. It was given to me.
So, the cloakroom attendants at Paddington have a million sterling under their noses. Where's the ticket?
In a safe deposit box at my bank.
Is the box yours?
It was mine and Max's.
Yes, well, I think you're frightened enough to be telling the truth. The time is now 3:10. Yes, I'm afraid you're going to have guests under your roof tonight. I'd much rather not have you out of my sight till you've been to the bank.
I could refuse to give you the ticket.
And lose your life for nothing. We've been through it all before. Why go over the same ground again? There's really nothing you can do.
I could telephone the police from the bank tomorrow morning. You wouldn't dare come inside with me. You are wanted by every police constable in the country.
And under some name or other, you're wanted by the French authorities for collaboration during the war.
Then, if there is nothing I can do, why are you going to stay here?
Oh, you could take flight, my dear, and send someone else with authority to open your box.
I am alone. There is no one I could trust.
Are we such objectionable company?
Oh, of course not. If the trunk or the cloakroom ticket had been here in my apartment, all you would have done was kill me. Do stay, Demetrius.
The lady has a sense of humor, Yachty.
But you have not even ordinary good sense.
I think I manage very well.
Listen, you found me. How, I have no idea. My business and my apartment are under another name.
So we noticed.
But if you found me, why shouldn't the police? Why shouldn't they walk in and find you here? Max talked to me about a man named Keane.
Are you trying to help me? I'm always cynical about people who try to help.
I would be happy to watch you hang. It is myself I'm thinking of. If I attract the notice of the police and they learn that I have the loot, it will cost me my life. I would be sent at once to France. But what chance would I have if the police walk in and found me not only in possession of the loot, but with you and that other creature there?
You know, Yachty, Miss Dubois is right. We might be wise to get out of this flat.
You would be insane to stay. When the banks are open, I will get the ticket for you. You may take your horse and go. I do not care if there are 50 million of it. It has cost too many lives already. Money gathered as the Gestapo gathered that treasure is a curse upon all who touch it. So, you are welcome, Demetrius. I want no part of that 50 loot. Take it off my hands and go.
How seldom one finds such good sense in a woman, eh, Yachty? We should have met before, Miss Dupont. And I think I'll take your advice.
Just get out of here, quickly.
Give me your telephone number.
Windsor 3365.
Stay here till you hear from me in the morning. I'll make certain arrangements. Yachty, get down to the car. One short hill to the coast is clear.
Yeah.
I hate to leave you ungraciously, Miss Dupont, but do understand, if you try to keep that treasure from me, you will be killed. You might escape the police here, or the French authorities, or Max Rubenstein's confederates. But you won't escape me, and your end will not be pleasant. Just remember that. Well, good night. We'll meet again sometime before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Ah. But you won't get that cloakroom ticket, Demetrius. Nor will you kill me. Nor will you ever see that treasure. For 3 years, I have endured Max Rubenstein to get it for myself. A note posted to Major Keane of MI5 should reach him by 10 o'clock. I will have to have something at the Paddington cloakroom to provide you with a ticket. I will go to the bank for you, but the real ticket you will never see. And I must be careful to word this correctly. I do not want it traced to me. Major Gregory Keane, MI5. Sometime today, Demetrius or someone of his men will appear at the cloakroom of Paddington Station. The number of the ticket they will present, I will communicate to you later. They will be armed. Do not try to take them alive. The ticket for the trunk left at Victoria Station I will take from the bank in the morning. But Demetrius will be given the ticket for the Paddington cloakroom. And when he gets there, he will find the police instead of his million. He killed Max Rubenstein for me. Now he shows me how to get rid of himself. And Max told me he was the cleverest and most dangerous man in Europe.
Well, as I expected, Hedy, it couldn't have been easier.
I should have been there. A woman like that. Do you really think she'll give up £1 million in money so easily?
Well, she had no choice. Her own life is at stake. All she can do is submit.
Her life is no more at stake than yours.
But the loot itself is no use to her while Rubenstein's confederates still exist. I can cope with them. She can't. It's not the police or MI5 we have to contend with in her case at all.
I still say she will cheat you if she can.
Of course she will, Hedy. But when have you known me, Demetrius, to leave anything to chance?
Tell me, who will you send to the bank with her?
Yachty's friend, Captain Midgeck the Pro.
Who will go to Paddington Station to get the trunk?
Yachty and I will alter our appearances. You know how often we've done it before, and go ourselves.
I don't like it.
If that were all, my dear, neither would I. But we're taking certain precautions that I don't think Mademoiselle Dupont will suspect.
Oh, what?
Oh, just one or two tactical safeguards. Yachty will drive me in the black car. We've fitted it with Peruvian legation plates, by the way. The British are so terribly polite to foreign embassies. And we'll follow Maychak and Miss Dupont to her bank. When they leave, we'll draw alongside in a quiet street. She will hand over the ticket. Yachty and I will then drive straight to Paddington, with Yachty in some sort of chauffeur's uniform. It's as simple as that.
But what about the precautions you said you would take?
I shouldn't worry about them, Hedy.
Oh, look, it's bad enough being cooped up on the ship without being kept in the dark, too. Why can't you tell me?
After the episode of the sanatorium, Hedy, we're trying to put you under as little strain as possible.
You mean you don't trust me? You're trusting this Dupont woman? If I were Flair Dupont, Keane would be waiting for you at Paddington Station.
Would you have to be Fleur Dupont, Hedy? No, I'm not really serious. I'm merely remembering a remark you made about the situation at the sanatorium the other night.
Oh, I was distraught.
Then let's say that I'm distraught now. And have no fears about what's going to happen in the morning.
I won't be able to sit still until you return.
Good night, Hedy. Vance.
Yeah.
Did she attempt to leave the ship at all today?
Nein.
See that she doesn't. Watch her.
The writing was on the wall for Hedy. Fleur Dupont was setting up a trap for Demetrius to walk into. The treasure was not at Paddington Station, but at Victoria. And then, just before 4 o'clock in the morning, we heard from the French embassy. They had an address for us they thought might be hers. And soon after that, we had another lead. Max Rubenstein's safe deposit box had been jointly owned by a woman named Fleur Dupont. We paid her a call. And after that, we made up our leeway quickly.
What happens when Demetrius goes to Paddington Station? Listen to the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.